Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening, either 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11, every evening, and hopefully on weekend evenings. The show, I'll tell you a little about how the show is, a little bit of my background, then I'll talk about the subject. The subject is going to be, first of all, I'm a Christian. It's something I adhere to absolutely 100%, and more to the point, I adhere to the Christian dogmatic system, and the key to my understanding Christianity is to understand it is it involves the realm of the supernatural, which you either you accept it, and if you can't accept it, then you can't be in the church. You'll have to be someplace else. Let me discuss what I was just saying. This show has a literary component. I'm concerned about great books and literature. I love literature. I love books. And this show is involved in books such as War and Peace or Milton's Paradise Lost or Passage to India by Ian Forst. And then it's also a theologically connected show. It's a show which is a Christian in orientation. I welcome all faiths and all ideas and all opinions. I wish to dialogue with all groups in all faith. I reject no one, because Jesus died for all mankind, every person that has ever lived. And so, that is my position. And third, I am a conservative political person, but my main thing is I follow the directions and beliefs that Christ directs us to in his concern for the poor and for the poverty-stricken. And so, I take the position that I abandon if the conservative group does not want to attend to and love the poor, then I will part ways in that respect with them. Now I'm going to talk about a few things here in the nature of this show. It's a politically incorrect show. We're not concerned with media hype, media falsehood, media lies. We're concerned with truth and honest discernment and honest intellectual thinking. We're concerned with we're getting at the facts and getting at the truth. The second thing is that it's a Christian-oriented show, as I said. But I welcome all faiths. I wish to dialogue with all faiths, whether Hindu or Muslim or any others. I respect them. I want to know them. And I know that Jesus loves them and died for them. And so I reject no faith, no idea, no opinion, no thought. All are welcome. And third, this show is, I run two radio shows. They're Christian radio shows, and they have had many visitors from all over the world, particularly, I'm happy to say, from the Muslim countries. Over 4,400 people have visited my podcast, as well as they have visited Saudi Arabia, one of the prime Muslim countries. A leader in the Muslim world has visited this show. I knew a friend in Iran, a young philosophy student, who took great interest in my Christian books. And so I have to say I welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters as to their contribution to thought and knowledge. And I wish to know them and dialogue with them and know that Christ, know Christ in them, in his face and in his person. I next wish to, as I say, I've written, I'm an author. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I'll name some of them. The legal books are Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Folk Cultures, Politics, and Philosophy. A book on the parables, or 41 parables are analyzed in this book. I love the parables because they represent the thoughts and knowledge that Christ presents in his mind in what he says in these parables. Next, I have written a book on the Psalms. I love the Psalms. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, some of them, maybe 20 or 30, and I memorized the first, second, and 23rd Psalm while I was a kid in Sunday school around the age of 12. So I've always loved John Donne has said of a poem, the Anglican poet, that they are the manna of the church. The Psalms are beautiful. They are great Jewish lyric poetry. They are Hebrew lyric poetry. They're wonderful. And please read them and be inspired and be guided by the word, the mind of Christ and God as represented in these Psalms. I also plan other books. I have four blog books I'm writing of my blogs, literary, religious, and political. There's four books that are coming out of these blogs. I'm also planning a book on the miracles in the Bible, partially written. I'm planning a book on the book of Job, a wonderful book. Job was an Edomite, not Jewish, but he made it into the Hebrew canon, and it's a wonderful book of his trials put upon him by God and how he passed them and endured them. Next, I've written other books, Res Gestae, a book on evidence, a chapter on evidence in Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a chapter on New York jurisprudence, a chapter on criminal law demands and notices. I've written a law review article on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, and it's been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department, as well as many other universities throughout the world. I've also written a chapter in New York Family Law and Practice on paternity. It has also had been widely bought, and I've written two articles on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which they are been bought by the State Department, each of them. One is on sex discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination. I abhor any form of discrimination. I hate it. I want no one hurt, no one damaged. And also, I wish to make it clear that I also have written a book on the educational system, an article on Academicus on the educational system. This is just some of the tip of the iceberg of the work I've done. If you want to know more about me, you go to my website, shatkinshow.com, where you'll know everything you want in terms of books, blogs, etc. Now, I want you to know that this particular show tonight will be concerned with the issue of Christian belief in the supernatural. Now, for in the more liberal churches, or in some churches, maybe I think the Christianity has been sort of put in a area, placed in a corner of social action, ethics, goodness, doing good, helping people. Not saying that this isn't essential to be a Christian. Helping people and loving people is an essential Christian component. But I think that to limit Christianity to that area of thought is a mistake. Because from its very beginnings, if you look at the Bible, and the Bible is a document in which it's an ancient document, and it's concerned with us entering into the world of the supernatural. The very first chapter of Genesis is a supernatural event which God, by a thought in his mind, is saying it, created the world and humanity. The second supernatural event right away is the temptation of man by the devil in the Garden of Eden, which people are told they can be like gods if they eat of this fruit they've been forbidden to. As a result, it brings evil and wickedness into the world. These are just some examples of the connection of the church and Christianity and this religion with the supernatural. You can't escape the supernatural connection. If you want to enter the world of the church, if you want to enter the world of the Bible, if you want to understand what the Bible is talking about and what the church is talking about, you must understand the existence and accept the existence of the supernatural realm. There is no alternative. Now, I say you can belong to another organization. You can belong to the Alliance Club. You can belong to Kiwanis. You can belong to a political club, which doesn't require this or involve this, but Christianity is a supernatural realm religion. The supernatural is so connected that we're told that Jesus was born of a virgin. We're told that he performed miracles, many miracles, in the course of his life and his ministry. We're told this many times. He performed miracles. We're told that he died for men and rose from the dead and offers them eternal life. These are all miraculous events. These are supernatural events. Unless we understand that Christianity is a supernatural connected religion, we will not understand what it is and what it involves. Yes, it involves ethics. Yes, it involves being good. Yes, it involves love, as Jesus recommends, loving our enemies, loving those who hate us. Yes, he tells us that, and he means it, and it's true. He tells us the poor are blessed. Again, this is a radical ethical statement, but the fact of the matter is this is in all that is contained in the Christian religion. the root and ground and basis of Christianity is a belief in God and Christ and heaven and hell. There is a belief that of a three-tiered universe, heaven, where God and the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reside with the saints and angels in heaven. There is the earth, where men live their lives on a temporal basis. And for some of us, I don't know who will be there, and I hope I'm not there myself, there is hell, where those who have rejected Christ, who have lived evil lives, they, in fact, like in the parable of the rich man Lazarus, we are told that there is a warning in the Bible that of hell and punishment for wrongdoers and evil people and those who reject Christ. Well, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't escape the supernatural realm in the Christian belief system. It's inescapable. If you want to escape it, leave. Go someplace else. Join a club. Join any group you want. It's a free country. You can be and believe anything you want. But if you want to be a Christian, and if you want to be in the church, you must give up your worldly feelings and understand the nature of the Christian commitment, which is a supernatural, otherworldly commitment. I'm going to talk about this again in a few days, but I can't emphasize more that to reject the supernatural as a Christian is to reject the entire panoply of the faith. You may think it's good that Jesus was just a good man, an ethical man, a kind man. I guess he was. But he was also claimed to be God. And that claim was overwhelming. And he challenges us in this claim. It's a supernatural claim. He claims to be a supernatural being. And I hope you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the Christian faith in many respects. And if you want to believe it or disbelieve it, that's your choice. Jesus leaves us to a voluntary decision in this respect. It's voluntary to believe what we want about Jesus being God or not being God, or the miracles, or his resurrection, or his ascension into heaven. You cannot believe all those things, but they are the Christian faith. And if you want to be a Christian, if you want to understand what it means to be a Christian, you must understand that when you enter the Bible, the biblical world, when you enter the Christian world, this is what is involved. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I'll be talking more about this in a few days. Good night.